This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards was in Washington, D.C. this week to meet with Louisiana's congressional delegation, White House officials, and federal authorities to bolster support for Louisiana's hurricane recovery. The state is still dealing with the aftermath of hurricanes Ida, Delta, Zeta, and Laura. But with partisan lines drawn on current federal budget proposals and raising the debt ceiling, Louisiana disaster relief may get sidelined during these negotiations. In a virtual press conference from the White House yesterday, Governor Edwards offered this assessment.
I don't think it's going to threaten whether we get assistance or ultimately how much assistance we get. It may threaten the timing of that a little bit.
Edwards said the state's top supplemental disaster funding priority is unmet long-term housing needs. His estimate is around $3.5 billion, but any relief for Louisiana is currently stalled as lawmakers fuss over a provision in the spending package that suspends the debt limit, the artificial cap on how much money the government can borrow.
Everyone supports the disaster relief component that is in the continuing resolution. The question is whether the disaster relief becomes collateral damage to some larger unrelated issue that does involve more partisanship.
Senate Republicans have vowed to block debt ceiling legislation, risking a government shutdown that could send the country into an economic recession. The U.S. Labor Department reports weekly jobless claims in Texas have hit another new low since the onset of the pandemic. Austin Public Radio's Joseph Leahy has more.
Just over 15,500 Texans applied for first-time unemployment benefits in the week ending September 18th. That marks back-to-back lows set for weekly jobless claims filed since March of 2020. But Texas is still a long way from recovering all the jobs it's lost due to the pandemic. About 344,000 Texans are currently relying on unemployment checks, according to the Texas Workforce Commission.
That was Austin Public Radio's Joseph Leahy reporting. The 6th annual Murphy USA El Dorado Shootout tees off today at the Mystic Creek Golf Club in southern Arkansas. It's the 18th stop on the 2021 Road to the LPGA Symetra Tour, where 108 young ladies take to the greens for cash and a shot at joining the Ladies Professional Golf Association. Courtney Crotty is director for this year's tournament.
The overall purse for the tournament is $175,000, and then the winner also receives a diamond tennis bracelet from our generous sponsor, Murphy Guitar Jewelers, and then another shot at getting onto the LPGA Tour by getting their card. This is one of the last stops on the overall tournament for the year.
The field of 108 players includes women from 27 foreign countries. Play begins today and concludes on Sunday. The event is free and open to the public. For more information, go to eldoradoshootout.com or search social media channels like Facebook and Instagram. You're listening to Red River Radio News.